We're up to Sifyot in Siman Pei Dalet. At the end of the last time we learned, which was actually two Sundays ago, we learned the Kula of the Taz, which is printed actually on the next page, not where Sifyot starts. Just to review quickly, the Taz is, after review, step back. We had the Rajma's Kula and then the Taz's Kula. The Rajma's Kula was Siftes, and it's probably the single most important Kula in the Rishayim. And that is that if you cook vegetables that are not muzit b'teloim, but that have a chash teloim, it's a chance to have teloim, things like cabbage. If you cook it, you create a svek sveka. Suffik, if this particular these particular vegetables had teloim in the first place, and even if they did, maybe they fell apart in the cooking. So it's a very important heter. It's a heter for our water. If you go to a house and there's somebody who's not careful to filter the water, and he boiled water and made soup out of it, or whatever it may be, you have a heter to use it because of the svek sveka. One suffik, if that particular bowl of soup, that water had teloim, and even if it did have teloim, maybe it was nimuach in the boiling. So this is the Rajma's heter, and as I said, it's an important heter. The Taz brought his Maisa Bechaka Shavuos. It starts on the fifth line on the next page, not Sifyud, but where Sifyud ends. So we had learned the Maisa Bechaka Shavuos, which is a story where people in town, he says, Kamat Kol Ha'ir, nearly the entire city had bought raisins from this one merchant and made challahs with raisins and knishes with raisins, raisins here, raisins everywhere. And then one lady went and messed things up for everybody and checked for insects, for bugs, and found, and Shaila is whether everything in the city is not kosher. The Chedusha Gershuni brings, there was a similar mice, exactly the same mice, as a matter of fact, in the city of Krakow. And there the Dayan asked everything. He told everyone, despite the fact that it was a big inconvenience to everybody, he asked everything. But the Taz was Makel based on the Rajma. Well, how so? So he said two chidushim. Okay, the first, the Rajma needs two sveikas for it to work. A suffik if they were teloim, and if they were teloim, did they melt in the cooking? So in order to get this sveika back, the Taz has to say two chidushim. One, if you bought raisins after they were found to have insects, so you don't have the first heter, because they were mostly for teloim. Something that always has teloim, there's no sex sake. So first chedish was anything you bought before that woman who found the teloim. He said even shakala, even a short period of time before her, is only a suffix if it has teloim. That's his first chedish. And those who object to that say, you know, teloim don't come in a suddenly. But the Kutzakar says it has answer, but they come at some time. Sometime it went from non-insects to insects. So Chazaka says, we say the last time, the last minute. So it's not more than a suffix. So that's one. And number two, there are those who argue that baking doesn't work. And when you bake insects, they don't fall apart. They're not nimuach. And the Taz disagreed with that. The Taz said, they may not be nimuach, but they fall apart. Remember, an insect that loses a little bit of it of its barrier state, it becomes mutter. So therefore, the Taz, using these two kulas together, number one, that if you bought it beforehand, it's mutter, and number two, that if you bake it, it stays good. It falls apart. adequately for halacha at least. So therefore, the Taz said you have the Svek Sveka. Enough bugs to be mistaken. So we assumed we're not saying nasa nevela on the raisin. One could argue that the bug should make the raisin nasa nevela. You need shishim against it. The Taz Tesvav brings such a svara, and for whatever reason, the Paiskim are not dealing with it, unless they assume the shishim anyway. But because the raisin is not the issue, it's the bug that's the issue. So this is the cooler. Moving to the year 2021, this is important because, again, you may visit somebody who's not careful to filter water, and they make challahs in the house. They took water from the sink, and they make challah. How can you eat the challah? The challah has these copepods in them, so it's aser. And you can't find it anymore in a challah, but a berry is not bottled. So you have to work with the Taz's cooler. Now, what? Copepods, it falls apart in cooking for sure. The same thing with the bugs in the Rashba's tshuva. What the Taz was done is that in baking, it also falls apart. Not in muach and water, it melts into the water. Here, it's embedded in the dough. Taz's chiddush is baking, yeah. Cooking is the Rashba. Cooking is the machaber. Cooking is the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rashba. That if you cook it, it's a svek sveka. It's so stuffing the muach.
It's not even a suffix. It's
where?
When you cook it.
By the bugs.
Yeah.
When you boil it, it's karav levadai. We did it six times, and five out of six it fell apart. You know, we did an experiment in a lab, and we have pictures of five out of six times that it was done, it fell apart. It's a little hard to tell, you know, if it lost an antenna or if it lost, but it looks like five out of six definitely. It fell apart, which is enough.
But
we didn't try with baking. With baking? How are you going to... What we did with the cooking, I shouldn't say we, what the lab technician did is he put it in this test tube, in a small test tube, some water with the copepods. He put that in the boiling water. If you put it in the pot of water, how's he going to find it? So you put it in the test tube, put the test tube in the boiling water. I can bring you the pictures. I still have them. And then he took out the test tube, and I don't know exactly how you go fishing for the copepods. But he found them. He took photographs of them before and after. So they lost weight.
It's more than speaks faker. It's more than speaks faker. It's pretty much.
It's close to a vada. Baking, we hope it's that way.
You have to say that all the bakeries here are really have to be filtered water. I mean,
they all have a sherim that require them to filter. Yeah, in Flatbush, I think all that sherim require filtered water. And all the restaurants also require filtered water.
But from outside,
You don't know what. Yeah, the national hasherim. I don't know if they require. When you go, you buy cookies. You see, the thing is, not all cities have the problem. There are three sources of water: underground aquifers, which don't have it, and above ground, you have reservoirs like we have. That are pH positive that can hold these, and some that are pH negative that the water is more, the acidity is higher, and then the copepods don't breathe there. That the Knesset in Eretz Yisrael is pH negative, so they don't have the issue.
So
you never know, so you have to come on to this heter. Now, don't think this is a new shaila. The pre chadash here in Simi Pei Dalit, it's a shame we don't have it on the side of the page. Pre chadash writes, Poi b'yushlayim erakaydesh rabim tayim. That they buy baked goods from Goyim, the Goyim don't filter the water, and I don't know where they got the water from in the 17th century in Yerushalayim. He says, Rabbim Tayim, you can't rely on baking that they fall apart. And Taz disagrees with that. Taz says in baking you could rely they fall apart.
But there was no sun. I mean, he's relying that they fall apart, but not that there's no
bug. It's a svek sveka because...
The
bugs in the water?
The
bugs in the water is not... No, this... Again, there's mugzik b'teiloim, which means it always has teiloim. Things like broccoli and cauliflower that's grown up, that's mugzik b'teiloim. It has teiloim. The water is not mostly pitul. Not every serving is going to have water. It's going to have kol pepaz. It's common. There's no heter. It might even be rive, but it's not called mus. It's not a vada. It's a safik. And by a safik, we're chayshish more than 10%. And more than 10% of servings have it, and that's why it's an issue. No, it's not musik. The percentage, the number of kol pepaz there are, it's just not that many. Again, I told you, Rav Schwab wrote letters to all the gedolim. How do you measure percentages? The same shaila for musik. Same shaila. Does musik mean servings or leaves of vegetables or heads of vegetables? It seems, despite the fact that the tshuvas are very inconclusive, Rabbi Yoshev seems to go by a pot. Each pot has to be judged separately. But I think the commonly accepted shita is to go by servings. The way it's the way a person normally gets a serving of a stuffed cabbage, one, maybe two, but not more than that. So if you're cooking 100 in a pot, you know, you don't have to have the 100. You go by the one or two, and that's good. Muzik means karav levadai. What exactly the number is, I don't know. No, raiv, much more than raiv. Now, so coming back, so again, the Rashba's heter is everyone agrees to, and all the Rishayim, the Paiskim agree to. Yeah. Safik bug, safik nimuach is a very important heter. And then you have the Taz adding to that, that even when it's baked, or it's also considered to be a suffix if it fell apart. And memela, it is memela. It's mutter. There's a tshuva in the Har Tzvi, tshuva nun zayin, yerdei nun zayin. The same shaila. He had a case with some baked goods that had bugs in it, and he said mechad the taz, because you can argue the taz was mekel. It was Erev Yom Tif and Kamat Kol Ha'ir, maybe only B'Shas Adchak. So I'll tell you that he brings it, the Har Tzvi, he doesn't say the whole city, he just has a Shaila, and he says he can be Samech on the Taz.
I don't understand. If you have a pot of water, I take a cup and take out thing, the percentage is the same, as a whole pot, or the same as the cup?
Now let's say we find that in every 64 ounces there are two bugs.
Okay.
So if I take a 64 ounce container, that's Muzer B'Tilon. Okay. But if I only have to judge by servings, no one drinks 64 ounces. You drink 6 ounces, 10 ounces. So there are 6 servings and 2 bugs. So then rife servings don't have. That's the idea. And the Echsherim certainly, I'm pretty certain, go by servings, although Rabbi Yashem in his tshuva seems reluctant to be Sanuchan. Okay, this is the... these are the coolest that we had last week. Now we move to Sif Yud, and we have a follow-up. Yuraka is mevushalim. Now here, you have cooked vegetables, which you just said, you have this heter of a sex veka. But after they were cooked, nimtzu behem teiloim, you found bugs in the cooked vegetables. Haraitiv mutter al yedei sinun. You're allowed to drink the soup if you filter it. Now, obviously, you have to know how fine the filter has to be, because it has to, the bugs pass through the filter. It's not going to help you.
But you can't pass through the filter. It's
a chiddush, then. So, very good question. In some, they'll break up. It depends, yeah. What's the chiddush that it's mutayid aysinun? It's a good question. I don't know. Abel yurok it's atzman. But he's saying is you assume they broke up, and then you find bugs in them that didn't break up.
You see,
you find bugs in them. Now haraita mutayid aysinun. Abel yurok it's atzman. But the vegetables in Matzabem Gimel Pa'amim, we go back to this rule of Chazakis. If you find 3 times, Yeshlach Hashem Yesh Ve'enam Mikareis, you have to be Chayshish. After you cooked it, you find 3 bugs that did not fall apart, So you have to be chayshish vayta. It's the old rule of chazakis, that three times is a chazaka. We find this in numerous places in halacha. I remember we found, if you find three mistakes in a Sefer Torah at the same time, not over years, but you have three psulim in the Sefer Torah, that you have to check the whole Sefer Torah. There's something that you find three times, you have to be chayshish for. So here it says that if you find three bugs after you cooked it and assume it's nimuach and it's not nimuach, so now you have to check. Now the irakais are osur. Now the shach lamedalit says, because of a terazav, that's the lavush, soif simikuf nirali, dafka irakais. You have diced vegetables, you can't really check it. Avoshar peirais, afil kameno patriais, efshul abaitkan. But you have, it doesn't really mean your rockets and Paris. It means things that are small and things that are big. You could check. If you could check, you take it out and you check it physically. If you know how to check, and then it's going to be mud. So this is the halacha of a chazaka of three times. I'd like to talk about this chazaka. Yeah.
I was thinking
about
asking the question before, and then I think it's even more relevant. You say that with things that most of the halacha, you check them every season to see if it changed. Why wouldn't water be any different?
Why?
The water supply, it gets turned over, it moves in different ways, different demand. Shouldn't it be checked every season?
Yeah, but it's not, there's no difference. And the copepod part, the population is stable, unlike the human population. I have no idea how to check mushrooms. I don't know. It's not worth it to me to check. When we finish, I'll bring in the charts. It'll be interesting. We'll finish next week or the week after. And the last week, I'll bring in. We'll compare the charts from three hechsherim. Well, you can't take 10. It's impossible. But try to get three and see and compare what their feeling is about mushrooms, etc. I do plan to bring in some strawberries and raspberries and show you the bugs. I mean, show myself also that you can see them. But, the bug is not bottle, A, if you could find it, and B, because it's a barrier. The barrier is not bottle. The whole pre is usur, and it's not sinavela. If, and this is a big if, it's a type of bug that tastes good. Now, it's very hard for us to know which bugs taste good. We have a Kabbalah that teloim taste good. They're not recommended, but they're not nice in Tam of Kam. The worms don't have a bad taste. Fish seem to like them. And that's not the reason. But we have a Kabbalah teloim, not nice in Tam of Kam. And the other bugs, thank you. The other bugs are much more tricky. I believe it's in Taz Tezvav where he talks about the individual fruit being Nasa Nevela. did that the cooked fruit. Yes, it's Nasa Nevela. That's what I mean. The taste goes into the whole fruit. Now, it's Nasa Tamlef Gam. The taste doesn't ask for the fruit. If it's nice and tam l'shvach, then it does. That's why I'm telling you, it depends. It depends if it's nice and tam l'shvach. Okay. let's talk about chazakis. I do want just l'shlom ha'inyan. I want to mention something. Just somebody will think I'm making a mistake. There's a Gemara in Nazir that has an ibaya in Din Beria. If just the leg falls out, if just an antenna or a leg falls out, is that ois beria? And the Gemara is not poshet ibaya. The Gemara is not poshet, and whereas the gatanisa deraisa with machmir. And I'm telling you, in the baked cake, if the leg falls off, it's good enough. Or in the cooked soup, it falls off. The reason for that is the iser of a beria. Eating a beria, but as a din of a beria, is deraisa. But once it's bottled in a taruvis, mina toira, it's bottled b'shishim. If you have something of iser that's somewhere in the dough and you can't find it, it's impossible to find it, or you have vegetable soup made with water that wasn't strained, you can't possibly find a kofapod there. really mean a Torah, it's bottle. Beria is a chumra de rabbana, and therefore it says back in the Hilchas Taruvis that we're makel on yene ibaya in Mesechtes Nazir. It's the same Gemara. The Gemara is in ibaya. Is it a beria if it loses an aver shena neshama tul yabai and does not paishit? Whereas they get to a deraisa it's a chumra. It's a get to whether the chumra of eating a whole beria has a din of Ishir Malay, wherever it's the Gaya to. And wherever it's the Gaya to Bittel, it's a Durabana. What? Call it Einshim? Yeah, what, the Chumra is on Ishir Shalem. So what I'm telling you is that it falls apart, it's enough, the antenna falls apart, life falls apart, it's because this is all a shadow of the Rabban. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the Chazakas.
If you eat an olive, or whatever, there's no malchus because of the bit. So, this is
a true story. No, it's not called a barrier. It's not called a barrier.
Yeah, why not?
So that's the din of a beria. Look, Abe Brach Achreina. Rishali says you eat a beria shalev even less than a kezayis. You make a bar nefashis. We don't pass it to Rishali. We just lachumra, right? Lachumra. If you eat a one raisin that's less than a kezayis, you don't make a brach achreina. But it's a safi. You're not supposed to eat. You're supposed to bite it in half, or a blueberry. So so it says it kind of says without the pit, I think it's still a barrier. So it's not a barrier. I think it's the other way around. But anyway, that's zero to do with this. That dim barrier is a chashivas of barrier for Einshim, and that's a daf kibbutz deraisa. And bittul was a separate dim barrier, which is a two different.
But you eat a berry in two bites, it's not considered a berry?
That's right. If you take one pistachio nut, I don't want anybody who could only eat one, but you're supposed to eat the whole thing in one shot, you're supposed to bite it, because otherwise you get into suffering problems. All right, let's talk about chazakis three times. The sugya of chazakis is a fascinating sugya when you start. When you start to collect in Shas different places where three times is a chazaka or not a chazaka. it's a very interesting topic. Let me tell you, like the Rashi Prakim of the sugya in Hilchis Treifis in Siman Nun Zayin, the last Taz, it's at the end of what's labeled I think Taz Chav Gimel, but it's not really the Taz ends, and just like he has here Maisel Chag HaShavuos, he has an addition at the end of Siman Nun Zayin. He says Matzasi Kosev, he found the tshuva from an Adam Gadol, that if in your corral or in your barn you find that three animals are drusais. Remember drusais? Drusais is an animal that was clawed by a lion or a wolf, and it's considered treif. It says if you find three drusais, that you need to be machmir on all the animals in the corral. You got to wait a year, see if they live a year, or treat them as treif. Mitzasi kasev. This is the last page of Siman Nun Zayin. Mitzasi kasev and nimsu gimel adras and yesh lahachmi v'leser as kulam. The same thing. Kvar huzik eidazeh bin adrasin. There's a chazaka. Taz says v'nirali yishu tos. Toz gomel. Listen to what he says. He says it's a mistake. Why? Hakaisev azeh. Dimezel etashel shenitza by teloim. It comes from our halacha. He says it's not a good comparison. Hossam, when you're learning treifas, hossam is teilahim. Welcome back, Reb David. Over here in Hilchis Teilahim, Amrino Vadai Teva Shal Yerokis Lagadal Baitlan. Listen to what he says. So three times is when it's in the nature of the vegetables. It's in the nature of flour gets old, or raisins, or it's nature to get bugs. Once it's their nature to get bugs, so you assume if three have bugs that they all have bugs. Mashenkin can't. Kol behemi yeshel chazaka toiva b'fnei atzma. Uma yazik isazeh shalachas l'chaverta. What he's saying, the way that this is explained, is that when something comes from a siba chitzayna, it's not the nature of animals to become nidrasim. There's a siba chitzayna. There's an animal that crept into the barn. When there's a siba chitzayna that causes something to happen, there's no chazaka three times. Over here, by wormy vegetables, it's the nature of if a batch gets wormy, it all gets wormy. So if you have three that were not nimuach, you assume that the whole bunch of them were not nimuach. And
Terusa is something that is not evident.
Terusa is because
it can grow at a certain stage, it's no longer apparent that it was Doris. If you fail to check it.
No, it's very hard to check a Terusa. Because you don't know where you found it. No, sometimes you see claw marks on the animal, so you know it's Drusa. And sometimes it could be it clawed it in the part of the animal. It's under the. Yeah, shear you go, take him off the shave. Okay. So the Taz is Chiddush. The Magen Avraham agrees to the Taz. The Magen Avraham has a case in Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Samos Ayin. You're eating. And you find the barley in the food. Now, you remove it. You can say it was Belaya, so let's say it's cold, whatever the case may be. It's Pesach, and you're eating food, and you find one piece of chametz. Now, I know you and I, we would throw out the whole thing and throw in the kalem. No, it says, you take out the chametz and keep on eating. You find the second one, you say, that's strange, you know, a second Cheerio. You have I don't know what the case would be, you have your cookies, and you find an Oreo cookie, you say, oh, that's funny, you throw it out, and you keep on eating the Pesach cookie. You find a second Oreo cookie, that's fine, you throw it out. You find a third one, three. So it's a chazaka that there's chametz tikkah cookies mixed in with these cookies, so you have to throw away the whole batch. That's what the Magen Avraham brings from one of the Paiskim, and remember it's a Mitzasi Kasev there too. Present the Beis Yosef is Machmir. And Magen Avraham says, no. This is the Taz. He agrees with the Taz. He says, no, that's not true. It's not like worms. You find three worms, it's the nature of the whole batch to become wormy. So three is a chazak on everything. But if chametz got in there, it's not the nature of Pesach food to turn into chametz. Mm-hmm. Something happened. So why should three times... be a raya, it's a raya from here.
But it could be that it's three times as five, six cookies also. You don't know. I mean, once you see the thing, it's going to be more also. I mean, it could be more.
My feelings are like you. You see, he's right. The Chok Yaakov is in Shulchan Aruch. On Aruch Chaim. Now, here you have to remember, it's the Taz and Magen Avraham that are both make. That's pretty strong, right? Taz and Magen Avraham. The Chok Yaakov says, I don't know what he's talking about. He's right. The comparison to Teiloim, making a good chilek. Teiloim, it comes naturally, and here it fell in. What in the world does that have to do with chazakas? Chazaka means one time, it's coincidental. Two times, coincidental. Three times, you say, there's something suspicious going on. So the Chok Yaakov has a taina, and it's very troubling. This is a Magen Avraham and a Taz. The Chayyadim Paskins like them. I look in the Chayyadim and Kufchav Beis. He passes like Magen Avraham and the Taz. That means it's the halacha. That means if you find, they don't say three Oreo cookies, they say three sairim, shenizbaku, you find three sairim mixed in, you have a bucket of Pesach tikkah wheat, and you find three cracked kernels. So we say, you see, cracked kernels could be it got wet, so that's a bad example. Let's go back to the cookies and the Oreo cookies. So you find three. So they say it's not similar to Teiloim. So Chok Yaakov says, Yeshkoyach, it's not similar to Teiloim. You're right. What does that got to do with anything? Chazaka is Chazaka. We say Chazaka three times. You're right. So there's no raya from Teiloim. What about the Algemeiner rule that three times, we don't say it's coincidental. An animal kicks once, you say it had a bad day. Kicks twice, you say it got a fight with his wife this morning. It kicks three times, you say it's an action. What does that mean? That means once you explain it away, twice you explain it away. Three times, you don't just dismiss it. Okay. I'll tell you, I was thinking about it. I think that Ledugma, there is something of a makar for this chilek. One of the many places where chazakas is brought is by Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. Okay, you know that if Rachman Letzlan, someone loses two children to Bris Mila, so it's a chazaka, and the third child would not mal. Maybe when he gets older, but I want to bring a raya from this case. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says the following. It says, if you have two brothers, third doesn't count. If you have two sisters that have children that have this blood disease, we're talking about something like hemophilia, that has a blood disease, two children died, two sisters, then also, you say it's a chazaka, you're not mal, the third sister has a child, you're not mal. But it says, if they're two brothers, even three brothers, that children die, machmas mila, it's not a chazaka. Now, we don't know how Chazal knew this. Chazal knew that hemophilia is transmitted only through the mother, which today is factual. Hemophilia is transmitted genetically only from the mother's side. There could be rare cases from the father's side. The father had both parents that carried the gene. But it's transmitted only from the mother's side.
The mother's not a hemophilia?
What?
The mother is a hemophilia?
The mother doesn't have to be. It could be recessive. Okay. But it only passes from the woman's side. It doesn't pass genetically. So what does that mean? We're saying, Mamish like the Taz, we're saying, if it came from the mother's side, that's a chazaka. Because if you have one, you have two, there's a logical reason to think more. If it came from the father, if they're brothers, so we say, there's no chazak. Now why don't we say, once, excuse, twice, excuse, three times? It's not a coincidence. So it seems that where something can be explained to come in Ayubay because they have this genetic problem, so then then we make chazakis. Otherwise, we don't make chazakis. What? The child, the bris on the child, on the baby. So if you have sisters that have children that way, that creates a chazaka.
So is it nephew?
You have a few sisters. They have children. They're cousins. They're first cousins. The babies are cousins to each other. Right. So you know in the 1800s, all the royal families were hemophiliacs. Because Queen Victoria was carried the gene, and she had children that married into the Tsar's family, and Germany, and Spain. So all of them, World War I, they called the War of Cousins, because they were all cousins. And there was no bris. The royal family does brisen, you know. But it came from one woman. From one woman, it came to four royal families. The story of Tsar Nicholas and the whole overthrow of Russia had to do with his child that was a hemophiliac. If you know the history of it, it changed world history, really. But it goes from the mother's side. My point is this, that you see a makar for the Taz. The Taz says, look, if you have a bunch of sisters, they have children, that's a chazaka for the family, and we say, don't do bris milah. If you have a bunch of brothers, and they have children, you say, this gene doesn't pass from the father. Different mothers, they're not sisters, only the fathers are related. So you don't say that it passes down. So what comes out is, even though you say once, coincidence, twice, coincidence, three times, but afal pikein, there has to be some sensible explanation for it. Just to say that there's something wrong without a logical explanation, says we don't say, which is what the Taz says. Even though we say, oh, it's a coincidence, there must be some reason. So it seems that there might be a shtickle makar for the Taz, Magen Avraham.
Since we're on the subject, are you saying that two brothers on the father's side, we don't say Mesu Echo Machmas Mila?
This is Ezra Shulchan Aruch. Let's see him. Two brothers who have children.
How about two brothers with the same father but different mothers?
Yeah, same thing. You don't say.
You do not say.
No. It's Ezra Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if Hilchas Mila here in the back, but it's amazing. Chazal knew that hemophilia is a. I mean, they probably saw by experience.
But if there's a bond, there's a logical, it's a possible logic. This bond is
easy
to break into
it. It does. He's done it to every single animal.
Not if you want
it. Chazal, everyone is raised. Show
you. Say something. So then, by Sefer Torah, we have to know
what. See, Sefer Torah makes sense. Sefer Torah also makes sense. If you find three psulim in a short period of time, probably either the sefer is old or is exposed to a moist place or some reason that makes sense that would affect the whole sefer Torah. It's not the same.
But you find that two cracks and one letter missing, so the sefer.
Yeah, then you're right. If a letter is missing, that's not. So it doesn't make sense. That's true.
Back to the three people found one bone.
If all three bought their vegetables from the same merchant, then it would be. It has to come from the same source. So we'll see that in a minute. Okay. So anyway, this is the din of Chazakas as it applies here. Now the Mechas Yaakov here is the kash. Mechas Yaakov is a pirish on the Teres Chatos, on the Ramos Teres Chatos. Mechas Yaakov says. Chazak is two times or three times. So what's the deal? So the halacha is that for to be mighty mama like a muid, well muid says pretty clearly you need three times. But for katlanis or mesa machmas mila or machmas two times. So because Yaakov asks why here it's a shalom and it's a deraisa, why aren't we machmir by two times if it's a safik? It's two times or three times. Why are we relying on three? So the Bina Sadam, which is the Chachma Sadam in Bina Sadam Nun Dalit, says Vaistais that we're only machmir by katlanis. That there's no rule that by every deraisa we're machmir two times. We're only machmir by katlanis. Milas chashash dying two times. Mila is also twice. The chashash, the baby's going to die, so a machmir too, but otherwise not. Then the Bina Sadam says, or it could be here. It's different because there's a cheskes haguf, chazak in the meikara. The vegetables start off without bugs, and the bugs come later. So it could be here. That's why we'll make a on three, but we'll make a on three. But Eshaiya, we'll make a on the three. Now, the big question here is. In halacha lemaisa, of course, we understand if you find three, you have to be machmir. People ask me sometimes, they're cooking spaghetti and they call, there's a bug floating on the water in the pot of spaghetti. So I tell them to throw away the bug, take it out with a plastic spoon. If you take it out with a metal spoon, you're going to have to kash the spoon, because that could be shishim in the spoonful against the bug. Take it out with a plastic spoon, and everything's mutter. And until you find a third bug, sometimes boxes of spaghetti itself doesn't spawn bugs. The glue of the cardboard, for some reason, if you leave it long enough, it bugs come from it. So if you have one or two, you make them. If you have three, so you have to be machmir. That's the only case where this three issue came up in my modern day experience. But what about Lakula? In one of the Hesh organizations today has a shita that you can take a case of cabbage or lettuce, check three, and then you have a chazaka Lakula that the whole case, or maybe the whole truckload, I don't know how far that may go, that the whole thing doesn't have a teilah. In other words, it doesn't say that. You won't find it anywhere in Pei Dalit that three times is a chazaka Lakula. But the argument is, why not? Why don't you say if three times is a chazaka, say it the other way as well. So,
what?
I don't know. As far as I know, there's one heksher that's nagel, and I think they got a lot of feedback. I think they stopped. Maybe only in their restaurants and not in their commercial products. But They say B'shem Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron said, check three. Now, I looked, I found there is a tshuva by Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Tuf Tam Vadas, in the first volume of Tuf Tam Vadas, tshuva Kuf Chav Gimel, who's Mekel on two conditions. What? He's talking by bugs. He's talking here. The Daka Tshuva here brings from the Tuf Tam Vadas, it's Kuf Chav in the Daka Tshuva. He says, he's writing B'makim She'ef Shalib Daik, like in a big factory, where it's not practical to check everything. He says that you could be Mekel by checking three times. It means three heads or three leaves, I don't know. But checking three times. Provided that you know that this whole batch came from the same source. It came, obviously, if one batch was sitting around for 2 weeks and one is freshly picked, one's not arrived to the other. But knowing that they all came from the same source, it came straight from the farm, so you assume it all came together. So he does bring this kula. So there is at least a makar for the idea of being mekel with three times. I'm telling you what he writes. He probably means since maker I did, it's okay. There's a halacha that when you have something that's mutter, let's say a sex sake, it's mutter, but it's actually de pakal, then we check. So we check lungs for treif is actually de pakal, but we don't check other things. Ramesha was machmir in America that we check chickens, we check the intestines for treifus,
okay.
Because since you have to open it anyway for the FDA, they check it. It's very easy to check. Ramesha says the klal is not lungs and nothing else. The klal is whatever it's efsha livdaik bakal, you have to check. So if you go to the chicken plants, you'll see the way it hangs on the conveyor belt. They hang, the intestines are hanging down, and the FDA does a visual check. The mashgiach does a physical check. He feels for sharp things like stones inside, that if the chicken swallowed it, it would be a chashash treifus. So the idea of efsha livdaik when something is mutter, if you would have, it would be a terech, you wouldn't have to do it. But it's efsha livdaik bakal, so you have to do it. So I don't know if checking lettuce is bakal, but certainly easier in the house than in a
when they make these greenhouses, things like that, do you have to even check them, or you don't have to check at all?
I don't think they check at all. The greenhouses, they are the greenhouses. They do a wash on them also. The positive grows in Mexico, and they have a plant. They do a wash in somewhere in Pennsylvania. They don't want to ship it wet because it gets soggy, so they ship it fresh, and then they have a plant in Pennsylvania where they do a wash also. So
kashrus or just also?
I think that's kashrus. But anyway, you find three bugs in a batch, you have to check. The shach yulamidah. You find three bugs, you have to check. Okay, but you can't check, then it's awesome. You're ruckus, you can't check. It will be, of course, it will be awesome. Yeah, well, it's also anyway, because it's most. You mean the greenhouse, you mean? Yeah, okay, they would have to wash it and recheck it. Okay, now I want to point out to you, based on this Taz, if it's a type of bug, let's say it's a fly. Flies don't grow in vegetables. It came from the outside. This Taz is saying the only time three times is Musa Peteloim is something where it's the derech of the vegetables to become Mitzulayim. But if it came from the outside, like by Drusa, there's no din of Cheskes Gimel Pamim. It's the same thing. If you would have something from the outside, it would... I remember the first time I saw somebody brought me a head of lettuce that he had just bought that was hydroponically grown. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of humor, there's no question. I remember Buddha was in this plastic container and we looked at it and we turned it over and there was a dead fly inside on the bottom of the plastic container, which is like, you know, when the seatbelt law went into effect on January 1st, someone died from a seatbelt. They ruptured his kidney. It was like Kadosh Baruch Hu's sense of humor, like, don't think you control the world. So, but Aval Pekin, a fly doesn't make
that's
most difference.
They found the water problem. Because they check tomorrow, He washed it, and then they checked it.
It got worse. They went back to the...
Well, a dry would have been okay. But once they woke, so they realized it was a final. He realized it was from the water.
Yeah. Michal Reese. His name was Reese. I think Michal Reese.
A frog?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, you don't have to be chayshish for frauds. You wouldn't miss them anyway. Are they nice and time like fakam or shvach? I don't know. All right, sifyat aleph for a bayse. Sifyat aleph. Isha shenimtza acha b'dikasa. A woman, she says, I checked this, and here to shishvach, you find sheretz anir aleinayim. You find a sheretz that's easily spotted. Kagayin chaymet. Anybody know what a chaymet is?
Snail.
Oh, chaymet is one of the shmai shvatzim. Okay, that's pretty big, a snail. Asa lechem adikasa. Now, this is important halacha. The halacha here. What? Yeah, so we're not talking about chazakas. We're talking now about the trustworthiness of the person doing the checking. So, what? That's a good question. I'll answer you in a minute. I'll answer you in a second. Why an Isha? So, Isha Shemzah Abdikasa Sheretz Adir Aleinayim, Kagai Chaimit, Osir Lechel Bibdikasa. You're not allowed to eat from the Bidika. Aval Lainimsu Ala Taylor, Mamasliim Besaychalim. It's hard to see. What we're saying is, if she was Pesheya once, we had this rule in the Kufya test, that there's no second chances in Trafis. A person, if it's a mistake, the small worm, anybody could miss it. But if it's something that the normal person that they checked would find it, she says she checked and you see she didn't. So there's no second chances. Shachla Midvav, Lashar Chaim, K'din Tabach. Like a butcher, shenim tzachra of chaylev, it's inexcusable. He didn't do a proper trabering. He didn't do the nika properly. There's no second chances if a person is a pesheya or a mazid. So we don't give second chances and. It says until he does tshuva, kfi rois, ene adei on him. So you have to know exactly what that what entails. Obviously, if it's possible, it means, I guess, in the container on the. If it's something that could have come later, obviously it would be different. But this is the halacha that you don't get a second check. Now, what about relying on women? Why does it say Isha over here? So Shach Lamed Hei deals with it. The Gemara says that Noshim Atzlani is saying, and no, it says you can't rely on them to clean for Pesach. You hear this? You can't rely because Noshim Atzlani is saying. So on Leil Shavuos at about 3:30 in the morning, I got to a list of 10 things. You give me the list of 10 where Nishtana Ateva, where things seem to have changed, and one of them. Is Noshim Atzlani Yosei when it comes to B'dikas for Pesach, for sure. When it comes to cleaning for Pesach, it seems that the nature has changed. And the Paiskim, the later Paiskim, all reflect this idea. The Arach HaShulchan, what? Atzlani Yosei means that they're conscientious. You mean because they go to school, they're more conscientious? All right, the Kresi of Plesi, so that's Rehens and Eifshitz, goes back quite a bit of time. He says, Hachush Meid. He says, we see B'chush that the women today are not Atzlani as they check. Darach HaShulchan writes, May Olam Lo Shamanu B'Gedali Yisrael that they shouldn't trust their wives for B'dikas Telonim. So it seems that. The nature changed, or maybe the.
Without
Shrora, he has a power. Ramesh has a tshuva to the wife of somebody who gave Hechsherim. She wants to know if she could take over the Hechsherim. So as far as Neman is, he trusts 100%. He talks about the issue of Sarara, of having a position. You know, he wrote him a letter after that, Rabbi, from 18th Avenue Borough Park. He put out the Hamar, what was his name?
Amzel.
Rabbi Amzel. Rabbi Amzel wrote Ramesha a letter that how could you write women could have positions of Sarara, Bisman Hazeh. In Israel, the prime minister is a woman who wants to be prime minister, and now she's going to go be prime minister. They go to me, or she meant, you know, they go be prime minister. So Ramesha, you know, I would throw out such a letter. Ramesha, he had sent him and printed in Igros Ramesha. He said, if in Israel they would listen to me, I would tell them someone who's not Shemesh Shabbos can't have a position of Sarara. It's also in Israel. You know, women. She said, he writes, I don't think my tshuva is going to influence whether a woman becomes prime minister in Israel or not. That's his response. But it's just Abbasanusai that he answers it. He prints in Igros Ramesha the letter. It's like, it's
things that are tircha
to check. That's what it says. Things that are tircha to check. So the nashim were not. What?
Rely on the cleaning ladies. A lot of us, right?
Rely. Yeah. Well, cleaning ladies have to be. They're not Yerei Shemayim. It's a little tricky. We've had cleaning ladies who've done things that didn't make any sense because it was easier, and you have to be careful that they don't, you know, put the chametz away, you know, with the winter clothes or something. It's I sip your days.
Give me to check the rice before Pesach because you know I don't trust her.
But why don't you trust her? You never find anything in rice anyway, do you?
You
can trust her if there's nothing there. Okay, I think she gives it to you because it's easier if you do it. I sip your days. Very interesting mitzvahs. Merkachas shanafla l'taychay nemalim. We had mentioned earlier that after 12 months, insects that have no bones, which is most insects, they disintegrate after Yud Beis Chaydish. Obviously dead, if they're alive, they stay alive. But dead insects disintegrate. But if it falls into merkachas and something with honey, they should stop it there. They shadvash darkai lahamid advarim hanitvarim b'saychay. It's one of the most fascinating issues in Mitzias is honey. Honey has a contradictory nature. Honey is a natural preservative. Hamzi, sugar is also a natural preservative. If you have something with a lot of sugar or corn syrup in it, it'll never spoil. People put ketchup in the refrigerator because they know tomatoes spoil. Ketchup will never spoil. You could leave it years. If a harayah checked the closet over here, could leave it for years, it will never spoil because there's so much sugar in it. Sugar and honey are natural preservatives. Now, the fascinating thing about honey is this. The Gemara says in the first parak of Bava Basra that Hurdis took killed all the Bnei Hashmonaim except the last woman, he married her. So she went up to the roof and she jumped off the roof. So the Gemara says he didn't want the world to know that she died. So he put her body in honey, and honey preserves the body, stayed whole. Now, exactly what he did with the body soaked in honey, I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. That's the nature. So the kasha is 1 minute. Gemara says opposite things. It says if you put a body in honey, it preserves it. It says over here, the mullum in honey, it preserves it. And yet, in Dinei Teloim, it says that the raglei devarim, the bee parts that are in honey, even if you don't cook it, if you leave it for a while, it dissolves and it becomes honey. That's the lashon. It turns into honey. The nature of honey is to turn things that are in it into honey. It's a dava pella. So it seems the mitzias is that something which is whole that's in honey gets preserved. Something that's cut up that goes into honey. That's what it seems. The Chafetz Chaim, fascinating, in his Agdama to Lekutei Halachas, you got to hear this. It says, Torah is Nimshal of Dvash. Torah is compared to Dvash, right? Dvash V'cholot Tachas Hashenech, or Shemayim Samach V'edekel, what does it say? They all say Dvash. So he says, I'll tell you what the Chafetz Chaim says. Taste trash. Okay. Well, what Chavetz Chaim says is this. He says if something is totally immersed in the dvash, if it's totally immersed in the dvash, he says it melts into the dvash. But if it's only a little bit in the dvash and some of it is out, that it won't turn into dvash. That that's what Rabbi Nachman Makarvit, I don't know. So Torah is the same thing. If you're totally immersed in Torah, so Torah changes you. A person becomes like becomes Torah. If you know, you just have your finger stuck into the Torah, it's not gonna change you. That's what he says in Pshat Masa Kazash. But it's, I don't know, it's an Agadah source. The Peskim say, the Chilakai said, that if something is whole, it gets preserved in the Vash. If something is chopped up, it gets Nimuach in the Vash. What?
The Devar that produced the honey turns to Vash. It's only the, since it's from the...
Maybe Devarim are different than everything else. Okay, could be a color. Okay, we come back to Sif Yud Gimel next week.